This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you've missed, gosh, so many big things of the day. Osa signs a four-year, $80 million deal with the Cowboys, $52 million guaranteed per Todd Archer. His salary cap number will come in at $6.25 million for the upcoming season. The Cowboys also flipped the switch on CeeDee Lamb's contract to push $20 million net out down the road, and so they have saved $20 million on that, plus Kyrie Irving, Adolis Garcia scratched from the lineup due to an oblique injury. He's getting an MRI. There's a lot to decompress, and now the man who can decompress us, the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
How do I do that, by the way? How do I decompress us?
That's up to you.
You know what? You're right. I'm the only one that really knows. Which one of these pieces of news that we've broken today, Kevin, is your favorite? Is it the Adolis oblique?
No.
The Kyrie ACL?
No.
The Jaden Hardy sprained ankle?
No.
The Osa contract or CeeDee Lamb opening up more money?
So I think, no, let me try that again. It's the Osa deal.
Okay.
Because with the CeeDee deal, and I still think this is going to happen with Dak Prescott too, that's how they built these contracts, right? Because the way it stands right now, I think CeeDee Lamb's contract hit coming up in like 4 years was going to be $16 million. And so there are always mechanisms in place because his cap hit was going to be 35, 33, 36. You were probably always going to fidget with that a little bit because by the time his deal's up, I think he's 29.
Okay.
So could you envision 29-year-old CeeDee Lamb signing again with the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
Not to say it'll happen for sure, but he could. So when you push that money, doesn't bother me as much. For Osa, you got it. I thought it was going to be like 10. And Todd Archer saying 6.25 on Osa. And remember, if and when you sign Micah to a long-term deal, his salary cap number will drop for this season as well. What's yours?
It might be the one that I saw yesterday that we haven't discussed yet.
Oh.
And it was Cam Robinson at Hockey Robinson said that he was told the Dallas Stars have approached Wyatt Johnston's camp with an 8-year contract that would pay him slightly over $8 million per.
They do love the 8-year deal, the Dallas Stars do.
I did see the hockey hawk, Gavin Spittle, say that he felt the number was more like 9, 9.5 for that many years. But that seems like a reasonable offer for Wyatt Johnston, who looks like he's going to be a superstar. And like that, and not superstar. I've used that too much. And I've said multiple times that I keep hearing he's not a superstar, but he's a Stars player.
Yeah.
And whenever we talk about the Stars, we mention this so often. They are a team. They're more of a team. They're like Duke. Duke plays team basketball. Or they used to. I don't know if it's the same anymore.
And they do.
Like when Pat Riley was there, you know? I don't know
if I remember that.
Was he at UNC or instead? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
I honestly have no idea what that's in reference
Jason
to.
Robertson. I'll go find the story. Jason Robertson and Miro,
yep.
Rope, why? All very talented players.
Yeah.
But not a single one of them is a Connor McDavid.
For sure.
And not a single one of them even looks like they might be a Connor McDavid, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, when we went and looked yesterday, the top 25 list has a star, and it's Miro at 19. And you even said that might be a little high. And that being said, he might be your best player. There might be another one. Robertson might be better. Wyatt might be better. But as a group, there's a whole bunch of them in the top 50.
Yeah.
You know, like you would put a lot of Stars players in this. And Matt Duchesne's one of the highest scorers or points getters on this team. He's 22nd. So this team isn't just relying on one player. Now, that being said, we did see last year when it came down to we need one player to step up, and everybody kind of was looking around while Connor McDavid was like, I got it. So that is another thing. We do have to, at some point, have one of those guys step up. But as a team, they're phenomenal.
And I'm sure there's some people who probably think that Miro should be even higher than that. I hear you. But it's kind of with the Stars, it's kind of like you've talked about the top scoring chart in the league.
Yes.
You're not going to see the Stars dominating the top 20. But 20 through 50?
Yeah.
Holy moly, are they going to have a lot of representation.
Lots of points there, for sure. The Seahawks, by the way, released Roy Robertson Harris, Rayshon Jenkins, George Fant, and Draymond Jones, moving about $28 million in salary cap space.
Wow.
So do you expect over the next few days a lot of these types of moves? Because we've seen the Eagles already make a bunch of these. This is that time of year where the
Cowboys have been doing it. Yeah, now, absolutely, I do.
The other thing too, Kevin, last year was a terrible year for the Cowboys. I think Jerry Jones will admit that. He was like, it did not go as planned.
Yeah.
Maybe it did go as planned. Like maybe the plan was, we're not giving you anything more and you better go prove it. You know, if you want to continue being here, go prove it with what you got. But then Dak got hurt, and that definitely was the biggest factor in the season. You lose your quarterback. You paid him a lot of money. That's a big factor for you. That's really tough to take on. But this year already, Cowboys saying we're going to be proactive. We don't want to go through that crap again. That's what it appears like.
Which I like.
It appears like all the interviews that Steven likes doing the interviews. I was told that Steven actually likes hopping on with us and talking with us.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
That is the most, you know what? That's the most shocking news I've heard all day.
That being said, Kevin, you know there are times when he hops on and he's like, I'm not answering any of your dumb questions, guys. They're like, dang it. And then there are other times where he's happy, you know, and he does. So he does enjoy it. But they, all the times we were asking him questions, we asked some tough stuff last year. We had to. Like, we had to ask things because things weren't going well. How are you going to fix it? And they look like steps one and two have already been taken. So we'll see how many more steps they get to. That being said, on the NFL free agency list, I got a top list of the 2025 free agents. We have looked at this a little bit. Nick Bolton being one of those guys.
Yes.
He's 25 years old. Feels like that dude's been playing for 50 years. He's 25.
Do you ever feel that way about DeMarcus Lawrence? Like, I feel like he's been in the NFL for 20 years.
This station was a different group of people when he got drafted. So, yeah.
That's true.
We were knights when he got drafted.
That's true.
I was looking. You got Zach Bond is the number one free agent. 28, Philadelphia. But I just scrolled down through this. Dre Greenlaw is a good name. I like that name. We all understand the injury he had with his Achilles injury in the Super Bowl. But I scroll down a little bit more. I don't see anybody that they say on CBS Sports is a good fit for the Cowboys until I get to Eric Kendricks.
That makes sense.
At 33 years old. He didn't sign until late July last season. Somebody's going to look at him and say, we would like to have Eric Kendricks on our team, whether it's as a starter or it's going to be this. I do believe he came to the Cowboys last year because he knew Mike Zimmer's system and he felt comfortable in that system.
Yeah.
I don't know if he fits the mold. Let me be very clear about this. As a person, Eric Kendricks is awesome.
Yes.
Like, he lit up the room when we sat down with him at training camp. When he was on with G-Bag during the season last year, by the way, make sure you're tuning in for their player shows. They're phenomenal player shows. But Eric Kendricks, he was fantastic as a guy that was trying to be a leader in year one on this team. In a season that didn't go well, he can play both off-ball linebacker positions. It does have his best fits with the Commanders, Rams, and Buccaneers.
And for $3 million a year, you thought he did a hell of a job, right?
Would you want him back for $3 million?
Hell yes.
My only concern is at 33 years old, and he did have some soft tissue injuries last year, and then I think he didn't have an arm injury as well. I'm a little concerned about that stacking up on him. And that being said, Overshown's injury has now depleted again your linebacker group. And I'm very curious how Eberflus is planning on replenishing that linebacker group, because I know he needs strong linebacker play on that defense as well. So I'm very interested in if he's saying, I'm good with going, you know, bringing back an older veteran that I trust in the middle, or, hey, I'm going to build with a young group and I'm ready to teach them and have them there. But you liked Eric Kendricks. 877-881-1053. Your thoughts on Eric. Now, the story that's the most important. I've been waiting all day to get to this. Hold on 1 second here.
Oh, no. Is it changing?
It's been reported that an AI robot attacked a crowd at a Chinese festival. A humanoid robot suddenly stopped in the middle of a festival, turned towards a bunch of people that were at this festival.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And advanced toward them and attempted to strike the people before security intervened. Officials suspect a software glitch, which of course that it's like, hey, I got hacked. Oh, it's a software glitch, except for it's a robot that can kill everybody. And they say that the software glitch caused the erratic behavior, dismissing any intentional harm. This comes after AI-controlled drone reportedly targeted its human operator.
What?
Did I just read that? I didn't even read that part. This comes after an AI drone targeted its human operator, raising fresh concerns about AI safety. Kevin, I've always been the first person to say, not scared of robots because just turn the sprinklers on.
Oh.
Just turn the sprinklers on. They'll short circuit their fuses. And then they're stuck in the middle of a field somewhere. All right. See you later. Break it down. Sell it for parts. But it seems like the AI part of it, I was not prepared for. I was not prepared for AI. Dude, I sent you this video.
You did.
This AI robot is walking down a street and just stops, turns and looks at the audience and says, that MF-er right there, I'm going after him, and walks to him and attempts to hit him.
It was aggressive. When you said lunged at the people, I thought it was going to be like a slow robot movement, but he straight up tries to headbutt some dude.
And then when they pull him back, he doesn't just say, oh, okay, my bad, my bad. He continues to stare without even eyeballs. That's even scary. He continues to stare down whoever he was trying to attack, like, come at me again and you're going to find yourself 6 feet under. That is terrifying. Exactly. That's where I'm concerned. So again, Kevin, I overlooked the AI part.
Okay.
Because as AI becomes like, here's my big question about this. I kind of trust the people that are really, really good at stuff.
Okay.
All right. Like we get on airplanes all the time.
True.
And we trust the people that are flying those planes are really good at what they do.
I agree.
But what about the guy that finished with like a C minus? And he's flying the airplane. Are you like, I gotta trust that guy a lot?
So
that's where I am with AI. The people that are really good at it, what about the dude that's like, you know what? I worked for a company, kind of knew how to code, and I'm throwing some stuff together here, and we're just gonna unleash all these robots. They might not know what they're doing, and we're all gonna be screwed.
I think about that a lot, and as some comedian said this a long time ago, is that like, everybody has a doctor that was the worst doctor in their class that passed the medical exam.
Yes. You're going to have somebody's a lawyer that was he got past the bar, but he was a D student through college.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm trusting that guy to save my life as I might have murdered somebody. Maybe you didn't murder him. Maybe you're just been framed, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe there's an AI robot out there framing you.
You know, I actually knew somebody who got charged with murder once. Him and one of his buddies, they stopped at this convenience store. They got charged with murder and they couldn't afford an attorney. So one of them got their cousin, who had not technically passed the bar just yet, to defend them.
This is the plot of My Cousin Vinny.
What?
Marissa Tomei was phenomenal. I think she got a Grammy in that one.
An Academy Award.
Yep.
Is what she won for that. No, you didn't think that was fun
from
at all.
From the 214, did the AI robot's eyes suddenly turn red? That's usually a dead giveaway. That is a good question. Every time you see a robot in the movies, their eyes turn red. It's like, oh, he's gone bad. Not if he has the blue eyes. If he has blue eyes, everything's fine, right? It's the red eyes.
That's what you
Let's go.
That's what you think.
That's symbolism.
By the time its eyes change colors, it's too late. You're screwed. We make all of these movies about how it's inevitable that AI is going to take over all of us. And then we're doing it in real life and we're like, it's fine.
Yeah. And again, somebody was like, bro, there's waterproof technology. Why would I put that on the robot that might kill me, though? I'm not going to do that.
Because we did.
Yeah, some idiot did, not me. I'm not going to program them to be waterproof.
But you don't make the AI robots.
That's true. You got me there, buddy. Kevin, 2. Corey, 700,000.
So many.
I'm impressed, though.
I usually lose.
I don't make the robots. But if I did, I wouldn't put one of those sheaths on them that allows all their wires to not be short-circuited. Give me a stop button. Give me a remote control that can shut him down. Bam, done. Sorry, robot, in your face. Push him over. He falls down. Oh, no. Bow. Don't come after me again. I got the remote, buddy. And that's the C block.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
Oh, it looks like Bobby's having a bowl of cereal. Tolo go, baby. Tolo go.
Right here on 105 Through the Fan. By the way, Luca on his Instagram story posted a picture of him and Kyrie
eating cereal
in Mavericks jerseys and said, "You will come back stronger, me, Hermano."
They still love each other, dude.
And he put a heart.
They still love each other like they're brothers.
Now the Mavericks.
That's what Hermano means, right? Not hands.
Yes. That is.
What? Did you say hands in Spanish?
Hermano means brother.
What, but how do you say hands? What's hands?
I'm sorry. I can't help
Zapatos
you.
Zapatos is shoes.
That's shoes. Good job. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.
Manos. That's how you say hands.
Okay, not Hermanos. Coming up next. This show's so stupid. Let's come back with our Texas Rangers insider and broadcaster, Jared Sandler, right here on The Fan.
He takes off here. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup there. So Raleigh is out on strikes, and for Jacob DeGrom, that's 4 punch-outs through 3 shutout innings.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to talk with Jared Sandler in just a minute. But as the news continues to come in, the Eagles are rewarding Saquon Barkley with a 2-year, $41.2 million extension that makes him the highest paid running back in NFL history. This will also make Barkley the NFL's first $20-plus million running back. And so, yet even more dead money that the Eagles can deal with down the line. But what the hell do they care? They're playing awesome, and they're the defending Super Bowl champions.
You know, the world of that sport, it seems like, hey, this guy made this much money. You're the next one. You're going to make this much money. You're the next one. You're going to make this much money. Doesn't it feel like this is one of those merit contracts?
Absolutely.
Like, look at how much he changed this team.
Absolutely agree with that. Right now, let's bring in Jared Sandler. Jared, are you protecting all of the Rangers players to make sure nothing bad happens because all of our players are getting hurt?
So I want to say something here. I want to start off. We're going to make something clear to the fan base of any baseball team or sports team. Injuries are going to happen. Like I saw when the Adoli stuff came down on Twitter, everyone was like, "Oh my gosh, here we go again." Yeah, here you go again, just like every other year. This happens. We know that this happens. It's not ever going to work out where all of your guys stay healthy. It stinks, you know, that it's a guy that fans love, but I cannot take any sort of credit for blame, I guess, for injuring these guys. If one of them hurt their fists from me annoying the crap out of them and punching me, I would take full blame, but I had nothing to do with Adolis's oblique. But on a serious note, this is a part of it, and this is one of the things we talked about last week was the depth that this team has, and they are far more equipped to deal with injuries. As much as we think, you know, we're conditioned in football, if you lose your quarterback, you're toast. And, well, I don't need to say what happens in the NBA when you trade away your franchise icon and then your next best player tears his ACL. You got no shot. But baseball's a weird sport where if you lose a key player like Adolis Garcia or in 2023 like Jacob DeGrom, you can still go on and achieve big things. And I think this roster is certainly positioned to do that for however long Adolis might miss with his oblique thing.
I think for one, if a player did break his fist punching Jared, I think Jared not would only accept it, but he would also say, "I probably deserved it too." Something.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And then the thing,
it's not even players, guys. It's Hixey. Like the fact that Hixey hasn't punched me in the face yet is honestly one of the most remarkable feats of restraint ever.
I agree with that.
Yeah, Hixey's a very patient man. The other thing, too, is, Jared, I think we can confirm now that the left oblique is the most important oblique to a right-handed hitter. as both Wyatt and Adolis have had these left oblique situations in their right-handed hitter. So I know Wyatt said that both obliques are important, but let's just confirm left oblique is very important.
The left oblique is important.
I saw your TikTok this morning, or maybe it was last night, about Jacob deGrom and where he is in the pitching rotation. And I thought it was interesting information, but I did have what do they think they're going to how much is it going to help him by keeping him 5 days more before starting the season? Can you kind of explain to me how that's going to help?
Yeah, I think it's just more like where he is, given that he's going to start on Friday and what that schedule would be. I don't know that it's like, you know, the extra few days is going to make a huge difference. I think it's, hey, all right, we're starting the calendar from Friday, March 7th or whatever the date is. And with whatever the progression is going to be, he would then be slotted in to start whatever, you know, third, fourth, fifth game, whatever the case. So I think that is, I think that's essentially how it shapes up. Now, I do think they're going to do things throughout the year, especially in April, where they're going to demonstrate a level of caution in how they handle him, and maybe you know, they skip a start, or you know, they make sure to you know, take use of an off day, as opposed to sometimes with a guy like DeGrom or Eovaldi, you won't, you know, they'll just work on regular 4 days rest. They might give him that extra day, and if there's a long stretch of games without an off day, they might allow him, you know, an extra day by, you know, putting a spot starter in front of him once to you know, give him that extra day. I think those sorts of things can happen, but I think as far as not starting him on opening day, I think they probably were going to go with Nathan Eovaldi anyway, just as a salute to, you know, what he's meant to this organization. And I think it's just the schedule lines up for Jacob to start whatever game, you know, he ends up starting.
Now, I know a couple stories came out about this and we're all hopeful, but the idea of Robert Garcia, he believes in himself to potentially be the closer, but he doesn't have any track record at that. And his track record in high leverage situations is questionable at best. Is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's such a small sample
it's tough to really
read into it. And he's still, you know, as a pitcher, he's still growing a ton. But yeah, I think that you could make an argument for both sides on, hey, this guy should be the closer because, or this guy isn't ready to be the closer because. And there are people, guys, philosophically, who don't love the idea of having a left-handed closer, right? That's just not everyone feels that way, but there are people who believe that puts you in a disadvantaged spot. And I think in general, if you're going to be successful as a left-handed closer, you got to show an ability to get lefties and righties out. And that is something that a lot of the underlying metrics shows that, you know, he is able to do. I still, guys, if you were to ask me right now who's going to lead the team in saves, I'd put my money on Emiliano Teodo, and he might not even be on the opening day roster, but I don't know how long they're going to be able to deny the opportunity to him as long as he is able to throw enough strikes, which has been a little bit of a challenge for him in the past.
Yeah, if you're not throwing strikes, that won't keep you on the bump very long.
Just real quick, I'm sorry, Corey. You said how much longer can he, I'm paraphrasing, kind of be denied, because he has some of, if not the best stuff in this entire relief organization, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, he throws a 100-mile-an-hour sinker and, you know, a high 80 slider. He also throws a changeup. I mean, remember, you know, he was a starting pitcher and still, I mean, maybe there's some who believe that's what he still should be doing. I think that, you know, he maybe will find a home and never leave it as a, you know, leverage reliever. But, yeah, his stuff is absolutely filthy, no doubt about it.
How much would that affect him being a starter if you wanted to kind of keep him with that option there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are probably people, not everyone, there are probably people in the organization who just believe that ultimately he isn't a starter, whether it's the consistency of the changeup or the, you know, the ability to hold up over that, you know, that level of workload or the strike throwing. But yeah, I think you can always build him back up. It's, you know, you maybe do it over an off season and whatnot, but I think that this year, his most likely way of helping the major league team is as a reliever. And I think that's kind of been their focus for that reason. If this was a team that was in rebuild mode, I think they would probably say, hey, you know what? Let's see what it looks like as a starter, because we don't really have anything to lose. But because it's a team that is looking at Emiliano Teodo not as an asset for the future, but as an asset for the present and the future, but for the present, I think that they feel like his best path is as a reliever. And if they, you know, I know Rangers fans are haunted by Neftali Feliz and Alexio Gondo, understandably so, and typically guys that have success as, you know, hard-throwing relievers, it's not always a piece of cake transitioning back to a starter, but I think with a guy like Theodo, if they did want to go that route in the future, it wouldn't be without its bumps, but I think it's something that they could conceivably do. I get the sense, guys, he settles in nicely as a reliever, and he'll never leave that type of a role.
Jared Sandler joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. A lot has been discussed this offseason about Evan Carter and what direction he's heading and, you know, what he's going to be. But then the biggest story was lefties against lefties. That's been a big conversation piece because it could change your whole lineup. You might have to have two different lineups unless he can hit lefties. How is that work coming along for him?
Yeah, that's a great question, Corey. And let's backtrack and provide a little context to why this is such a unique situation. You know, Evan in general had very limited upper level minor league experience when he was called up in September of 2023. And that's in part because of the success he had in that short span and because of injuries, right? You know, he did not have the amount of plate appearances in double or triple A that you would expect for a guy who get called up. But that's, you know, credit to him, his ability to adapt. But now we're in a spot where he gets called up and he goes through September and October. He really doesn't face many lefties. You know, in the ALCS, the Astros didn't have a single left-handed reliever, and they were able to protect him in that regard. And then last year he had his struggles, and especially as the team started to struggle collectively, it would have been a perfect runway to just say, Evan, you're going to face every lefty under the sun. It doesn't really matter. We just want you to see lefties. But now we're back here in 2025, and the team wants to win a World Series. And they've got to make the delicate decision of how to balance Evan's development long-term with the team's desire to put forth, you know, the best opportunity to win in the present. And I think, you know, what's so tough to assess is that it'd be one thing if he had, like, 500 plate appearances against lefties in double A and triple A combined, or even like 300, but he doesn't. And well, you're not going to send him back to double A or triple A just for that reason. Now, if he's not hitting righties, then all right, well, you know, maybe you do something like that. But so I guess my point in this is a lot of guys in his spot maybe haven't proven themselves at the major league level, but there's enough data in upper minor levels, double and triple A, to suggest there's potential or there's not. And there just isn't that level of data. So I think you're going off of the idea that he's got such strong foundational hitting skills with his plate discipline that he can figure it out. But unfortunately, it's a very complex strategy to try and make it work, because you're not a developing team that's expecting to lose 90 games and can let guys just have a free runway. So I'm curious how they handle this. Corey, your question of how he's looked so far hasn't looked great, just being honest, but, you know, I'm also not privy to all of the plate appearances and all the reps he's getting on the backfields and the cages, simulating a lefty on the mound and some of the VR stuff that they've got working now and the technology. But in games when he's faced lefties, he has looked like a different hitter in terms of his level of comfort than when he faces righties. But that should be expected, because he just has not had a lot of repetitions against, you know, top level left-handed pitching.
Now, I realize injuries could change all of this, but just from your perspective right now, assuming, you know, people stay generally healthy and all that great stuff, how many of the 26 spots for opening day do you think are realistically still in play? And how do you envision that fourth outfielder playing out?
Yeah, so let's just assume for the sake of this exercise, Adolis is not an option on opening day. And if someone's just tuning in, we have no information from his MRI today to suggest he is or he isn't. But I would say it's likely, especially because he suffered a left oblique thing back in the 2023 World Series, and he's a hard swinger, that he's not. So from a position player standpoint, I would think all of the infield spots are spoken for, and now you know you've got Carter, Langford in the outfield. You've got Leody Taveras, who as long as he's here, he'll be on the team, even if he's the fifth outfielder. And then, you know, I think that opens the door for two of Kevin Pillar, Sam Haggerty, and Ezekiel Duran. Prior to the Adolis Garcia injury, I would tell you that it was between Pillar and Haggerty, because I think that Ezekiel Duran needs to play every day, and I don't know that he has shown the ability to have success as a role player. And then from the pitching standpoint, I would say there's one or two spots open in the bullpen. Now, they would tell you more, but unless a guy who's got a major league deal who we expect to be on the bullpen doesn't end up making the team in a little bit of a surprise, I would expect one or two spots, and it might just be one spot if they feel like Jack Leiter is going to be on the opening day roster as a reliever. So I think there's competition, sure, but I think that you're only looking at two or three spots that are truly, truly up for grabs.
Excellent insight. As always, good sir. We would love to catch up with you again anytime. I know you're busy out there in Arizona.
Whenever you guys need those.
Love it. There you go, Jared Sandler, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
And the best paint score in the league.
Got Kyrie down here. That is obviously a major concern, what's going on right now.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Heggie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. It has been a busy, busy day. We do get the confirmation that Kyrie Irving is out for the rest of the year with the left ACL tear. Obviously, looks like that will trickle in to next season as well with the player option. Not sure how that's going to go. The restructuring of the CD contract to save $20 million. The OSA deal, 4 for $80 million. Where do you guys want to start?
Did you say CJ Goodwin? I'm sorry.
CJ Goodwin, one-year contract as well.
Yeah, everybody's been busy today. What are you guys feeling?
Well, you know, I think optimism's in the air with the Cowboys. Maybe we should start there. You know, I was excited these things have broke over the last couple of hours, so we didn't have to necessarily open and stay with Kyrie for too long. But, man, that's so freaking depressing. You know,
I
can't believe what has happened. It is like there's a Mavericks multiverse, and about 25 days ago, some evil superheroes leapt through that and grabbed us and took us to the worst possible world.
It really does feel that way. What do you guys think about the prospect? Because we were looking ahead, Derek Lively, young player with a foot injury, Anthony Davis historically has had injuries. Do you just let them take it easy and you're like, hey, why don't you just take some time to recover all the way?
Well, they might decide for you. I mean, I was listening to Shams earlier on with Pat McAfee, and he was saying, like, Anthony Davis and his team are going to get together, and maybe this is the last time you see him this year. Like, even if he's healthy enough to return before the end of the season, it might just be, hey, let's go ahead and look ahead to next year. And maybe you do the same thing with Derek Lively.
That makes a lot of sense to me, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to you guys earlier, and you were talking about the depth of the NBA draft.
Yes.
And so if that's the case, and if the best that you could probably land, in your opinion, was the ninth spot?
I think the worst possible record you could have is the ninth worst record, which gives you 5% shot of essentially getting the top pick or moving into the top four.
And that's if you lose every single game from this point forward?
Not necessarily.
I think that's
everybody
on the table.
Behind you.
I'll reconfigure then. I'll reconfigure.
Because I was wondering if that the teams behind you, they're going to continue to lose because they're just bad.
Agreed. And the Phoenix Suns all hate each other. And
yeah.
Portland is probably your best shot to knock you out of the play-in would be my
guess.
That's
4.5 games back?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be handled by next weekend.
You might be right. You know what? Because you said that, I'm going to reconfigure and be like, let's see how bad can we really get to the bottom of this thing. That's a great question, though. But
I think it's going to be a little bit of like they were going to naturally, they're going to play very hard and they're going to lose games.
Agreed.
So because this coaching staff, they've signed up for the full year, good or bad. And that, you know, they're not feeling sorry for themselves or anything like that. They're going to coach and they're going to try and get the best out of the guys they have. And they'll probably win some games they probably shouldn't, and they'll probably lose some games and look really bad doing it. So I think naturally it'll probably take care of yourself without the bodies that they have. There's no reason. Now, the coaches will tell you, though, they want all those guys to come back and let's give it a try. You know, that's what they would say.
Sure.
Fandom would tell you, and if you had a front office that was interested in playing that way, which I don't think this one is. I think they're interested in trying to win.
Well, they did tank for Lively a couple years ago.
But that was that with Nico?
That was Mark Cuban and Nico.
Yeah. Was it? That was his first year. Yeah.
Now, we know Mark Cuban loved to tank his balls off every chance he got.
Sure.
You know? So that's how they got Luka.
Yeah.
I would hope that they would. You know, I think you got to look at Spencer Dinwiddie and his history of knees and start getting him ready.
I just, like I said, year. I think it's, to me, it's kind of like the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys might be bad enough that they'll lose games without having to tank or anything like that.
You
know, I mean, I just think the depth problems could, you know, they could be an issue there. But the Mavs, I mean, they're going to try and win. They're just not going to be good enough. So naturally, that'll take care of itself, I think.
Yeah, this is where, as a front office, I think you go to the coaching staff and say, we're just going to, you know, try to develop the young players.
Just keep playing who you got. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
That's pretty much it. That's
all you got. Just keep, playing
when
the
P.J. Washington comes back, him, Najee Marshall, now you're talking about a couple of guys that could, you know, make decisions in the half court and get a win. And I think it's important that you don't win a single other game. You know, this remote chance at Cooper Flag jumps significantly if you're not in the play-in. The play-in has a 0.5% to 2% chance. You have to avoid that. And then could you get to the eighth spot or something? Now you're talking about close to double-digit percentages to win it.
If you could break off a 2-18 record, you could maybe get into that sixth or seventh position.
Let me ask you this about if you look at the Mavs and the way they are currently configured, is it about a guy like Flag or is it about a ball handler?
It'd have to be Cooper Flag, right?
And it has to be Cooper Flag just because he's that good. Cooper Flag can also run
He can run the offense through him. I'm not going to act like I watch ACC basketball every night.
But I don't think that's optimum. So to your point, that's an excellent point. He's a great player.
I'm thinking about the future of this basketball team.
He's too good to pass up, but you might find yourself in a weird reverse Luka situation where perhaps you would find somebody who so desperately wanted that number one pick that you would trade down because there are other ball handlers out there. If that's specifically what you're looking for, Cooper Flag can handle the point. That would not be where I would put him at all.
He's another highly skilled player on your perimeter, but not necessarily a floor general.
Agreed. You know? Agreed.
Do you think the things that are holding this team back, if they had their bigs, would it be the ball handler?
Yes, for sure.
Without Kyrie, absolutely.
And now we talked about it.
And now he could be January 4th?
Yeah, probably 10 months.
What, 30 games, did you guys say?
34 would be how many he missed. So you're creeping up on, if he's just average, half the season. I know some people think since he's older, it's going to be longer than that. So even if you think it's going to be shorter than that, you're going to be missing at least a third of the season, most likely. And so Dinwiddie's your primary ball handler. Mm. I heard some people say Hardy. You don't want Hardy running the point. And he's also hurt right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's been such a bummer this year. I was so excited at the deal that they signed Hardy for. Thought it was pretty team friendly. But, I mean, you used to see the Hardy party flashes where he's putting up 20 points. You haven't seen that. That dude's had a massive regression this year.
Is maybe, other than getting rid of Luka, is getting rid of Brunson the bigger...
You know,
bigger faux pas on this general manager's resume?
As soon as you said the ball handling issue, I immediately was like, oh, they sure could have used Brunson for that. So I'm really glad that's the mistake,
not extending him a bigger mistake than trading Luka.
That falls on Cuban?
No, not
though,
a bigger mistake, but it is a mistake. Yeah. With how they handled his initial rookie deal. Yeah, that was Donnie and Cubes.
But you're right. That cost you as well. Look, I have seen all the memes about what Quentin Grimes did this weekend, what Brunson's doing, what Luke is doing. I was like, I get it.
The all Nico trade team.
I don't know what the hell happened.
They got a sit in it right now. They definitely do.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Thank you for asking, Hagee. We do have Tim Cato joining us at 4:20, one of our favorite basketball talkers.
So do you think it's going to be a good show?
Or? Pure gold as always. Thanks for asking. Yes.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.